Now, this week, Carl Merry has returned with the story of someone who rejoices in the name of Edith Swanneck. Is that right, Carl?
Edith Swanneck, a very important woman, being the mistress of Harold Godwinson, the Harold who, it is said, took an arrow in the eye at the Battle of Hastings.
Oh, King Harold.
King Harold, indeed.
Right.
October the 14th, 1066. Perhaps a date etched in every schoolboy's memory. The Battle of Hastings. But by dusk, the battle is over, and men lay dead all over the field, both Norman and Saxon. And two monks from Waltham Abbey, named Osgood and Aelric, are searching the bodies, searching the battlefield for the body of their king. But their search is in vain. Dusk turns to darkness, and they have to leave the field without the body of their king. But when morning comes, the two good monks resume their search. But there are so many bodies, and many are so maimed and disfigured, so mutilated, it is almost impossible to tell one from another. They look at each other, and Osgood, the younger of the monks, said, "Only she who loves him best will recognize the king." Now, you might think that would be his wife, but they were not referring to Harold's wife, but to his mistress, who went by the name of Edith. Edith Swanneck was what Harold called her, for a beautiful white neck. She who loves him best. Well, they did have six children together, and she did love him greatly, and she willingly agreed to walk through that battlefield amidst all those dead bodies with the crows pecking out the eyes of the fallen. She said, "I know him best, and I know the lover's marks upon his body, and I will find the king." She walked that battlefield with grace, turning her head from the less pleasant sights, but always looking for the king's body, which she knew would have been stripped bare by the Normans. Any armour, any protection, any mail would have been taken. Even the Normans, who were gathering their own dead, parted for her as she walked the battlefield. And she came to a man lying on his back, and she fell to her knees. She lifted the long hair, and the monks could see a blue tattoo upon the man's neck. The tattoo of a swan, Edith Swan. She pulled his body to her, and she wept bitter tears over the body of her lover and her king. And the two monks took King Harold's body from her and carried it from the battlefield. And there the body was taken to Waltham Abbey to be interred, with William's blessing, it is said, the last Anglo-Saxon king of England.
Well, what can I say? So, I didn't actually realise he was the last Anglo-Saxon king.
I believe that's the case.
Well, well, well.
Because then we had a whole string of Normans.
Yes.
Let's see. Then we had the Plantagenets, who were from Anjou, was it? But they're certainly French.
Right.
And they reigned for 300 years until we had Henry Tudor. And he was Welsh, of course.
Right.
But we didn't have, by that time, the Saxons were long gone, indeed. I'm afraid.
Right. Well, thanks very much for that. What have we got next week?
Well, we're going to go back to one of the perennial themes of Essex stories, and that is witchcraft.
Right. Okay, witchcraft. We'll look forward to that. Any particular thing?
It's called The Wicked White Cat.
Wicked White Cat. Right, we should look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Cole.